Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Yorgos Lanthimos, who brought us films like The Favorite and Poor Things, didn't come from nowhere. He's been directing weird original movies for two decades. And one of his first, and one of my first reviews for this show, is Dogtooth, which still holds a place in my heart. Well, it's being re-released on the big screen in July, so if you haven't seen it, now's your chance. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies about people dealing with scary creatures. There are dinosaurs on the equator, cannibals on the prairies, and a monster in a New England college town. Jurassic World Rebirth, directed by Gareth Edwards. It's present-day New York City, where giant, benign dinosaurs amble through city parks. Bennett, played by Scarlett Johansson, is a hard-boiled mercenary who dares to go where you're not supposed to be to steal things you aren't supposed to have. Her latest client, a certain Mr. Krebs, played by Rupert Friend, the sketchy rep of an anonymous big pharma multinational. And the job? To bring back blood samples from three of the biggest and most dangerous dinosaurs in the world. One from the sea, one from the sky, and one from the ground. The only place these creatures live is around the equator, in areas international law says we aren't allowed to go. But Bennett will, along with her longtime collaborator Kincaid, played by Mahershala Ali, and their various henchmen. Rounding out the pack is Dr. Loomis, played by Jonathan Bailey, a paleontologist whose dream has always been to see the dinosaurs, whose fossils he studies, alive and in the flesh. Along the way, they rescue a family whose plans to sail across the Atlantic are capsized when their boat is attacked by a giant sea monster. They all end up on an island full of hybrid dinosaurs created in labs a generation ago by genetic scientists who abandoned the project when it became too dangerous. But which of them will survive for 24 hours among those killer beasts? Jurassic Park Rebirth is an action-adventure, the latest installment in the well-known ongoing franchise. It's a cautionary tale of what happens when ambitious scientists bring dinosaurs back to life to build a profitable theme park. Ironically, while the theme park parts are gone, the movie itself feels like a series of carnival rides. First, you're in a speedboat escaping something in the water. Then you're hanging from a cliff avoiding killer pterodactyls, which makes it fun and entertaining, but in an entirely predictable way. I love the thrill of the raptors in the first Jurassic Park, but the weird made-up dino hybrids in this version look more sad or silly than scary. 40 Acres, co-written and directed by R.T. Thorne. It's the near future in rural Canada after an apocalyptic pandemic has left the whole world in ruins, starving for food. Haley Freeman, played by Danielle Deadwyler, lives on the same farm her African-American ancestors moved to after the U.S. Civil War. She's a hard-ass mom who rules her family like a sergeant. She spent time in the military. Her oldest son, Manny, played by Kateim O'Connor, still responds to her questions with a simple yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And though they live a common, peaceful life, trading goods with other farmers using shortwave radio and a shared depot, just outside the gate, marauders rove around, trying to break into farms and stealing their coveted farmland. The Freemans are a blended family, black and indigenous, with Galen as dad, played by Michael Greyeyes, Haley the mom, and the older kids from previous marriages and the younger kids between them, born there. They are all trained not just how to plant and harvest, but also how to handle heavy artillery hidden beneath their house. Haley may operate in a constant state of paranoia, but there are reasons for her extreme caution. If the predators at the gate break through, they won't just take the farms, they'll eat the family. Yes, that's right, the outsiders are cannibals. But Manny is growing up, and when he sees a beautiful young woman, played by Milcania Diaz Rojas, swimming in a lake outside the farm, he is stricken with equal parts love and lust. And when she appears at the fence, begging for help, he sneaks her inside. Can she be trusted? Or is she a cannibal? And could this mean the end of the Freemans? 40 Acres is a post-apocalyptic science fiction action thriller. It's gripping, surprising, and pretty scary. It presents an unusual point of view, combining the American individualistic, top-down, gun-friendly, get-off-my-lawn attitude with a multicultural, work-together Canadian ethos. It's also a zombie apocalypse movie, but without the walking dead. No zombies, it's humans who do the killing and eating. And in between violent shootouts and fights, the lovely cinematography gives us a lots of misty cornfields and lush forests on which to feast our eyes. But the biggest reason to see 40 Acres is Danielle Deadwyler, a dynamic powerhouse in her role as Haley. All I can say is, wow. Sorry Baby, written and directed by Eva Victor. Agnes is an assistant prof in English Lit at a small liberal arts college in New England. She's lonely, depressed, and frightened, living in a drafty home with just her cat to keep her company. Well, that and a neighbor who occasionally drops by to share her bed, played by Lucas Hedges. Thankfully, her best friend and former housemate, Liddy, played by Naomi Aki, is back for a much-needed visit. They live together as grad students, but while Liddy found work afterwards and a female lover in New York City, Agnes feels trapped in the same college with the same home, same faculty, same courses. She even works out of the same office that used to belong to her thesis advisor. On the surface, she has achieved all the measures of academic success. So why is Agnes so miserable? Flashback to a few years ago, even as she is struggling to finish her grad thesis, something very bad happens to her. She is sexually assaulted on campus by someone she knows very well. Though Liddy is supportive, her doctor and the school administrators are not. The bad thing is made worse by how messed up she gets afterwards. Can Agnes deal with, accept, and overcome her past? Sorry Baby is a deeply personal coming-of-age story about one woman's life in the academic world and the dark incident that colors it. Now, I bet you're thinking, this is an important issue, but it sounds like a drag, so I really don't want to watch it. And listening to how I just described it, I understand why you'd think that, but you'd be totally wrong. This is a very funny, sardonic, dark comedy with quirky characters and realistic situations anyone can relate to. The sexual assault is never even shown, only talked about. And the film is packed with really great scenes. Agnes talking with a snack bar owner, meeting Liddy's unfriendly partner and their new baby, serving jury duty, her relationship with her sex buddy, and dealing with her fellow students and detestable rival, Natasha, wonderfully played by Kelly McCormack. So I really like watching this movie, but was wondering, who is this actress I've never seen before? Sort of a new Aubrey Plaza? But it wasn't until the credits rolled at the end that I realized the writer-director is also the lead actress. Eva Victor plays a literary version of herself. Sorry Baby is her first film, and it's pretty fantastic. Jurassic World Rebirth, 40 Acres, and Sorry Baby all open this weekend in Toronto Check or local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.